show is this?
On 101.7, The Hammer.
Welcome back to The Hammer Down Show on 101.7thehammer.com and your mobile app. It's Duff, it's Stuart, getting you all set for the Purdue-TCU game coming up on Saturday night at Ross-Ade Stadium. And I know our first guest is all fired up for all the festivities between the Boilermakers and the Horned Frogs. He's Kelly Kitchell, Purdue football analyst, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Kitch, good afternoon. Happy Friday. What's going on?
Hey, fellas. It is football Friday, football Saturday, football Sunday. It is just the best time of the year, man, when the weekend rolls around. I started last night with a junior high game, so I'm still rolling on a high. We got West Lafayette got a win last night with their eighth graders, and now let's just roll through on the rest of the weekend.
Well, we need to start off with this, Kitch, and I'm not sure you're aware of this because I know you're busy on Friday afternoons and Friday nights. You came on the show last Friday all fired up about the Vanderbilt game, and you set people into a tizzy. They were so wound up, fired up. We had a ton of calls and texts. You got everybody motivated last Friday.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, I was so sick and tired of the woe is me stuff last week, and everybody was feeling sorry for themselves and thought that Purdue, that the world has ended for the Boilermakers. I just wanted to know that this team's going to be fine. Now we got the same thing going on this week. Everybody's worried about injuries. You're going to have, we got Cornell Jones who might get four personal fouls, but by golly, he's going to set a tone on Saturday night. And he's going to bring the hammer with him. So it's going to be fun.
Kelly, though, we you know, they frown upon that nowadays, and we need him more than just a couple plays, and then he's out for the rest of the game for a spearing or whatever.
Oh, well, I don't want him to hurt anybody. I just want him to set the tone. I think he will, and I think it's gonna. I think you're gonna find a team that's gonna be motivated and coming off a win, and you know they're still licking their wounds a little bit from that week one loss, and I think that you know they want to come out and prove some things. You know, you took care of an SEC opponent, now let's take care of a Big 12 opponent and get into the Big 10 and take care of those guys. So it's go time for these Boilermakers. And I know it is tough. We got some stuff hurt, but you know what? It's college football, man. If people get hurt, these guys would play hard every play, and there's injuries, and there's nicks, and there's bruises, and there's dings, and there's different things. But that's why you have, 100 guys on the team. Next man up, let's rock and roll.
Kelly, you know, obviously our memories every year get worse and worse and worse, but do you remember having dealing with as many injury issues as it seems like the Boilers have these last couple years?
You know, yes, we did have those. It wasn't as maybe not to the level of like having the stars that we had. Like Freeze was healthy all the way through. You know, we had guys like Roosevelt Colvin and Chike and all those guys. They didn't seem to miss many games, but we had a lot of our solid contributors. We had guys. Gilbert Gardner, he tore his knee up. Jason Lorzel had a knee surgery as well. We had guys that were out quite a bit, and it was always the next guy up. And, we support our guys through their rehab. We want them to get back quick. But you have guys that miss games here and there for sure.
It seems like we did, but it didn't seem as devastating as it is now where it's like, whoa, like everyone's just like, it's over, and what are we going to do?
We're on the other side of it now. Yeah. We're on the other side of it, Stu. They were probably, it's over and woe is me as fans and media. We were playing. So it was like, man, I may get an opportunity. I blew my back out my senior year, and it gave Nick Hardwick an opportunity. And look what that guy did with it. I mean, he became one of the best NFL centers of all time. And so he was a walk-on just like, some of these other guys. So you never know who's going to step up, and that's college football. We're on the side of where we analyze every single little thing. These players over here, they're chomping at the bit. They want the opportunity to get out there on the field and prove what they can do.
Kelly Kitchell, Purdue football analyst, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
Kelly, you bring up a good point, with the question behind Sindelar. Why can't we have a guy like Jack Plummer come in as a freshman under his first start and make a name for himself?
He can. He absolutely can. And I think he's talented enough to do it. Now, I don't know that he's going to have the opportunity because it seems like Sindelar could still play. So they have not ruled him out as far as I know. As of the last hour or so, I heard he was still going to be a game time decision, so he may still be the guy rolling in. But if he does get his opportunity, I 100% believe that he has the skill set and the tools, especially to run Jeff Brohm's offense. He's got a cannon for an arm. He can sit in there and sling it around just as good as, you know, anybody. And I think he's got all the physical attributes. He doesn't have the experience yet, but there's only one way to gain experience. That's to play football. And this kid may come out and surprise us.
Well, we know the only guy guaranteed not to play tomorrow is Marcus Bailey. Your reaction to that injury and that young man suffering another injury and how this impacts the team. I know you mentioned Cornell Jones, but just overall your thoughts on Marcus Bailey and what's going to happen on Saturday.
I'm really, you know, saddened for him, you know, as a person, as a player. He's a terrific team leader. He's a terrific football player. So it's definitely, it is going to impact the game, you know, not having him. He's your leading tackler. He's the guy that emotionally gets everybody going. He's the guy that you can really depend on to be around the football. So I feel bad for him for sure. I think it will, it'll change our defense a little bit. But like I said, hopefully the next guy will rally up. You got Cornell Jones. You got Ben Holt in there that's been playing really good football. That's also on the inside. So hopefully we can get up to speed. But yeah, you know, that kid, it's just so tough. He may have been a guy that wouldn't even been with us this year if it hadn't been for injuries. He was probably, you know, had a chance to play in the NFL a year ago and got nicked up and came back and rehabbed and got himself healthy enough for this season. And then, man, you get another one. So I just feel really bad for him, and I hope that he can get, you know, I hope he can get back on the mend, and really praying for him and hopefully he can get going.
What were a couple of things you really noticed from game one to game two, real positives that you saw from Purdue coming off that Nevada loss and then how well they played against Vanderbilt?
You know what I really liked, and I didn't get to see, I wasn't out at Nevada, so it's one of the few games that I missed in the, you know, last 10 years or so live on the sideline. And I didn't get a chance to get a good feel for the, you know, kind of the, you know, how the feeling was on the sideline out there in Nevada. You know, you saw them kind of be deflated a little bit in the second half, and I think they thought they had it in the bag. And but what I really liked was the energy all through the game of game two. I thought the kids were playing hard. They were being held accountable. I'll tell you, Jeff Brohm was as fiery as I've ever seen him on the sideline. He was laying into Sinlar. He was laying into Coach Poindexter. He was laying into this. I mean, everybody. He wasn't afraid to lay into anybody in that game. And he was the emotional guy on the sideline. So I really liked that the team seemed to kind of rally around him. It was great having Nick Holt back on the sideline. Like I said, I wasn't there for Nevada, but you know, you could kind of see when you have a guy like that has the emotional piece of Nick Holt does too, it'll rally around him. And football is an emotional game. You know, at any level, if you play with high intensity, high motion, especially on the defensive side of the ball, you can play at a higher level. And I think that they came out and just rose. They rose their intensity level all the way through.
Kelly Kitchell, Purdue football analyst, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline as we get set for the Boilermakers and TCU.
And Kelly, you bring up another hot topic that was highly, highly talked about last week with Nick Holt not being on the sideline. And you know, we talked about it from a player's perspective, the players needing him. But then I thought about it. I listened to Jeff Brohm talk at the Gridiron Luncheon, and he talked about on the field, you're calling plays with a little more emotion, the feel of the game. And I think Nick Holt being up in the booth, with that being so far removed, it's like you're not even part of the game. With him being down on the sideline, I felt he called a better game because he was making calls off of what he felt was best for the players during that time.
I agree. I think for an offensive guy, sometimes you can get a better perspective up in the booth. You know, you see a lot of offensive coordinators up in the booth. I spent, you know, in high school, coaching high school football, I spent about 4 years up on top, and I didn't like it as much. I'd much rather be on the field because you're right. You don't get the feeling. You don't get to, you know, if you need to get in a guy's face, you get in a guy's face, you rally him around, you really challenge them for the next series or something like that. And when you're up in the booth or you put a guy on the phone or something, it's really hard to challenge a guy through a phone call. And, so, you know, being able to be face to face with him and you can get emotionally charged and get some emotion out of your players is a big deal.
And then Kelly, a guy we had on the show this past week is Ben Holt, and thank God we have him. I mean, with his experience and his leadership now that Bailey is out, how do you expect him to play tomorrow?
Oh, I expect him to really step up. He's a guy that he's a good athlete. I'm not sure he's an elite athlete, but he's a really good athlete. But what he is an elite playmaker. He's always around the football. He gets the absolute most out of his athleticism. I like that when he runs the football, he sprints to the football. He's not just jogging and, you know, looking around to see if somebody's going to blindside him. He is just flying around. And I really like the way he plays the game. And I think that you'll see him probably be a little more of a leadership role. And guys, I mean, how good have our transfers been the last few years under Jeff Brohm? We've had some terrific transfers that have come, whether it be fifth-year transfers on the grad transfer rule or anything like that. We've had some really good ones come through, and very fortunate. You're right, very fortunate to have Ben Holt on our sideline.
And Kelly, I saw a huge improvement from week one to week two, and really probably the biggest improvement was the coaching staff making corrections. And you could tell they looked at the film and made the corrections and stressed those points during the week, and guys really played well. But the one thing I'd like to see, and I don't know if you've noticed this or not, probably not being on the field, but we have some young guys that just they're not finishing through. You talked about Ben Holt getting there, getting to the ball as fast as you can. I'd like to see some of our younger guys just take those extra steps, because what I'm seeing is a change in speed. And you know, on film, if you're changing speed, you're not going as fast as you should be.
Yeah, and you know, the old saying is the eye in the sky never lies, right?
Yeah.
And when you watch film, and I've done this with my boys, and I've done it with my players, and you watch film and you can just point out, hey, you're jogging off the line. You know, receivers, if you're not getting the ball, look at yourself. You're jogging off the line. You're not touching anybody on a run play. You know, whereas, the guy you should have blocked may make a tackle 10 yards down the field instead of making, you know, if you would have blocked him, it could have gone for 30 or 40 or a touchdown. So those are things you can really stress. And, you know, with the young guys, they just need to see that, and they need to understand that you're playing college, major college football here. And every single play matters. And everything you do on every single play matters. You know, in high school, maybe you could get away with it, but not at this level. And I think that they can see that. They got a couple games under their belt, and they'll learn what type of speed and level and effort and intensity they have to play at.
Kitch, before we let you go here, I know there is a very important vehicle near the stadium on Saturday. Give our listeners an idea about what they can go see before the game.
Guys, I am so pumped about this, and I really appreciate you're asking about it and let me talk about this. This is something that's near and dear to my heart for sure, and it's something we've talked about. But Coach Tiller's RV that we drove from Wyoming to Lafayette this summer is finished being wrapped. It is amazing. When you come out and see it live, you're just gonna be in awe. They've done a terrific job. ADEX Graphics out of Brossville. Did just a terrific job with this vehicle, and it's going to be something that any Boilermaker is just going to be proud to see and want to witness. I think we'll get a lot of pictures with it. I think we'll get a lot of people. It's going to be at Boilermaker Crossing, which is, if you were here last weekend, it's right where the Big Ten BTN tailgate game day was, right there, kind of in between Mackey Arena area, that little breezeway. So it's going to be parked right in there. I'll be around there. We'll have, some other folks from the National Football Foundation. And remember, folks, this is for sale. Anyone can own this. We're gonna be auctioning this off throughout the year. You can go to nfftillerchapter.org to kind of read about how we're doing this. But we're going to be auctioning this off. It can be in your possession, anyone's possession. Whoever wants to help us out the most here financially for the National Football Foundation. But we are super excited to be rolling this out. And I think it's just going to be a showpiece for any Boilermaker fan. And it's going to be a showpiece for Purdue University. It's going to have some really cool graphics on there that talks about Coach Tiller and what he meant to the program, what he meant to Purdue University.
What time are you rolling it out on Saturday?
We'll be. They told me I can get in there as early as 4:00, so I will be there at 4:00, and we'll have that thing right there ready. I think that fan day deal starts at right around 4:30 when people are coming through. So we'll be out there at 4:00. Come on by. We'll show you, you know, show you the RV and everything about it. And if you have questions, ask. And we'd love to show this thing off. And you'll see me driving around town. I'll be honking at people and having a lot of fun with it all throughout the season.
Can't wait, man. It's going to be awesome. Kelly Kitchell, Purdue football analyst. Kitch, thanks so much for the time and all the info. We will see you on game day.
Awesome, guys. Hey, thanks for having me on Boiler Up.
Kelly Kitchell, Purdue football analyst. Much more on the